This is Charlottesville Tomorrow. Charlottesville Tomorrow is a nonprofit organization engaging the public on critical quality of life issues so we make informed choices for our community's future. Visit us on the web at sevilletomorrow.org.
Charlottesville Vice Mayor Dee Dee Smith has launched her bid for a second term on City Council. Smith made her declaration at the West Main Restaurant, which operates from a 19th century structure that is one of the buildings spared from the urban renewal of the city's Vinegar Hill neighborhood. Smith was announced by former Charlottesville Mayor Dave Norris, who left office at the end of 2013.
Ladies and gentlemen, if I can have your attention, please. My name is Dave Norris, and I'm a washed-up ex-mayor, ex-city councilor. One of the real highlights of my time on Charlottesville City Council was for the last 2 years of my tenure was serving with our guest of honor tonight, our Vice Mayor, Dee Dee Smith. And it was a real honor and privilege, not only because she was a great ally on so many important causes. We didn't always see eye to eye, but mostly saw eye to eye. But more importantly for me, she was a great friend. And I know oftentimes politicians say, oh, my distinguished friend, this and that, and they don't actually mean it. But in this case, I really enjoyed getting to know Dee Dee. I really did develop a good working relationship, but a really strong and genuine friendship with Dee Dee, and that was a real treasure. But more importantly, not so much my friendship with Dee Dee, is that Dee Dee has been a friend to our community. She's been a friend to our natural environment as a champion for conservation and environmental stewardship. She's been a friend to families and kids in our community going back years, well before her tenure on council, as an advocate for educational equity and economic opportunity. She's been a friend to our taxpayers, always ask the hard questions about new spending and new taxes. She's been a friend to our neighborhoods, to the cause of historic preservation. She has been a friend to so many good people and good causes, and that's why we need to re-elect Dee Dee Smith to Charlottesville City Council. Yeah. So, please join me in welcoming our Vice Mayor and our future Mayor, Dee Dee Smith.
I feel so honored to have all of you here, and especially all of our former elected officials, including many mayors. We have Meredith Richards, Nancy O'Brien, Blake Carabotti, Kevin Lynch, John Conover, and Francis Fife, and Holly Edwards. And of course, Dave Norris. And I just thank you all so much from the bottom of my heart for being here. And to you all too. You know, I won't go on forever. But as my friends here can attest, being on council is a tough job. It's a really tough job, but it's also very rewarding. It's amazing how many times somebody will come up to me and they'll say, I recognize you. I've seen you on TV. And then they'll tell me something. And it's really always so interesting to find out more about what's happening in people's lives. But they almost always end up by saying, I don't know how you do it. But I think what people don't see is really all the rewards. And I'd just like to talk about a few things that have happened in my first 3+ years that prompted me to say, okay, I can do this for another 4 years. When I first came on, we were just poised to lose 100 acres at the Ragged Mountain Natural Area. It just broke my heart. I had four sites eligible for the National Historic Register that were demolished as part of this plan. And I vowed we were going to get this land back. Not that land, but comparable land. And I feel very proud to have assured that the compensation we got, which was not adequate, but went toward buying comparable land. We now have added just recently up to 100 acres of new natural land to our Charlottesville park. Better yet, we have 20 acres that has the vestiges of the Hartman Mill on it. So historic resources. That's really exciting. That's going to be opening sometime in the next couple of years. We have the site of the old quarry, the old Charlottesville quarry, which is right along Moores Creek as the Hartman's Mill is. If we have townies here, we do have some, they might remember it as the old swimming hole. But we won't ask too many questions about that. And then, nearest and dearest to my heart, we have secured as our newest park the springs that used to belong to Joshua Fry. Now you can go see them at the Fry Springs Park.
Yay!
So thank you. Those are just three of about 9 or 10 acquisitions of land that have made up this 100 acres. And most of it is along our creeks and our rivers, and our river, protecting and helping to heal those rivers. A lot of it goes to protect the Ravanna Trail, which we all cherish so much, as well as produce, in some cases, some really beautiful little neighborhood parks. So this has been, obviously near and dear to my heart, and there is more in the queue, and we have more to do. We will get more land. So that's my proudest moments here as council. But historic preservation, too, of a place like Inge's Grocery Store, which is, of course, why I chose to be here, built in the 1800s, represent really what it is that I vow to help preserve, to keep Charlottesville this really special place that we all love so much. And I also chose here because West Main is really emblematic of the struggle between the growth in Charlottesville and maintaining that character. And it's going to be a real balance. We just need to find that right balance, and I vow to help find that balance. And lastly, on historic efforts, I've been really involved, and Andrea's here. Andrea Douglas from the African American Heritage Center is working to developing some really cool historic interpretive tours, as well as we have about 18 new interpretive signs that are coming online. My big dream, and this is going to be my second term, would be my big push, is to get an interpretive tour on the trolley. All of our most historic areas. I mean, just think about the route of the trolley. It's perfect. But we couldn't have, actually, the historic preservation without protecting our neighborhoods as well. They are just so threatened in many ways by, again, the development that is coming. And development isn't necessarily bad. Some people think I'm anti-development. I'm not. But it's just about doing it right and protecting that which makes Charlottesville the place we want to live. And so this will involve in the coming years really looking at the balance of zoning. Is our zoning appropriate to protect our neighborhoods from the coming development? And really using the tools that we have and we can develop to do that. The other really big push, Dave mentioned, I've been such a dogged advocate, some of you know, for education and equitable education, because education, as we have learned from the past, this is the 150th year of emancipation, but we're celebrating this year, education is the path to freedom. You cannot be free if you are not educated. And so we must assure that not only is our population educated, but that they can get jobs. So this has been one of the most interesting parts of being on council and something that has been so exciting. I did get frustrated at times when we would invest in training and workforce development that didn't lead to jobs. It's got to lead to jobs. And so I had the opportunity. I was on the CAT, which is a transit trolley, the transit board, the chair of the advisory board, and it came up that CAT, Charlottesville Area Transit was having a really hard time finding drivers, even getting people to apply to be drivers. So I turned to a fellow board member who is in our economic development department. I said, well, why don't we train people? Here we have the need for jobs. We have people who are unemployed. Why don't we marry these two? And out of that group, Go Driver is the coolest program. And I give our Office of Economic Development all the credit for this, really. They just took the bull by the horns. They partnered with Piedmont and some of our other nonprofits. And now we have 12 new PAT transit drivers, city residents who formerly did not have jobs. They have living wage jobs. But just okay. I've had worse things. But just today, there was a press release that the next Go employment program is Go Green, and this came out of a suggestion I had. I'm on the LEAP, a local energy alliance. Program. I should know, I'm on their advisory board. Who were looking for energy coaches. And I said, let's get our folks trained as energy coaches and give people their living wage jobs. They're more than living wage jobs, both of these. And the really cool thing about that, and this is always fun, is that by training folks who are in our under and unemployed sector, we can get into, if you will, neighborhoods that are underserved. Folks who understand and who know people. And this is one of the sectors that we really, really, really need to conquer, because cost of living is so high in Charlottesville, and for so many people, being poor is more costly than it is to us, because of utilities or, you know, whatever. But by reducing our utilities in our lower wealth communities, we can actually, in fact, make it more possible in Charlottesville. So I'm really excited about that. There's another one called Go Office, and I didn't really have anything to do with it. But anyway, just it's a really cool initiative. And then lastly, of course, we all survived 2014 somehow with all of the crises. Public safety is huge. It really is. Everybody deserves to be safe. They deserve to be safe in their neighborhoods. Whether or not that is because of some threat from outside or some threat from inside. And we need to really be sure that our police are accountable and that they are trained and that we provide all of the proper tools that our police need to make sure that all of our neighbors have equitable treatment. And the other thing I just became quite passionate about is we need to recognize that Rugby Road is in the city and that we have a responsibility to all young people to be safe in our city, and that includes Rugby Road. So anyway, I said I wasn't going to go on long. That's kind of the gist of what I'm talking about. There's so many more issues. And again, my fellow elected officials and former and otherwise can tell you that you might enter the field with a very firm idea, then all these issues come up that you never even anticipated. And speaking of my fellow councilors, Mayor Kuja is here. Hello, Mayor. And Bob Fenwick is here somewhere. Where are you, Bob? Bob. Anyway, thank you for being here so much. And I hope that you will sign my petition. That one of the biggest differences between running 4 years ago and this time is we are tagging on to the state primary, which means I need signatures, which I probably have enough of, but hey, if you're a city registered voter, here, you can't do this. please sign the petition. And get some food and get some drink, and thank you so much.